I thought of you, Biggie. I watched the movie Falling Down over the weekend.
Very good.
With Michael Douglas, set in 93, 91?
Yeah, 93, I think. Yeah.
And he goes to Whamburger, and he tries to order a
Whamlet.
Whamlet.
Mm. And all behind the register, nothing but heat lamps.
It's gorgeous.
Yep.
Everything's in a box. Mm-hmm. You don't know what anything is.
And he says, I'd like a Whamlet. And they said, sorry, it's 10:31 or whatever, 11:01.
They stopped serving breakfast at 11:30.
Right. That's
11:30.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, I see a Whamlet right
there. It's 11:33.
Sorry, we can't serve you that Whamlet.
We talk a lot about what you would change if you could go back in time. I think I would go back to the first person who was asked to pull up and by the drive-thru window worker. Can you pull up for a minute? I'd run to the front of their car and say, don't do it.
No.
Yeah.
You're about to change the game forever. Because one day,
yeah,
somebody said, hey, ask them to pull up and we'll bring it out. That one person set off a whole trend. Now you don't even... It's rare that you actually pull up to the window
and hand you your food and go.
And when I was young, you never pulled up. They just handed it to you. I mean, you might have to wait. Now, if you got no onions, and I used to order the burger with no onions, you'd still sit there, but they would make it. It'd
yeah,
be hot.
You'd get side-eyed, though, from everybody else. Yeah. You're slowing up the process. Yeah,
now, right. If you're of a certain age, you remember when Burger King made that the central part of their advertising campaign.
We'll make your
burger your way.
That's right. And McDonald's did not, but now...
You got it the way it comes.
Yeah, that's right. Unless you special ordered, and they didn't promote that. Burger King's like, have it your way. That was their whole jingle and everything.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce.
Yeah. That was right.
Special orders, don't upset us.
And that was a nice... Yes, that was a nice
and
jingle.
They, and you know what? They could still do it fast, though.
They did it pretty fast.
Yeah.
They did a nice job.
Yeah, and it's a good burger.
Yeah.
I just don't eat a lot of fast food burgers anymore.
I just don't eat fast food.
Yeah, but as we figured out, you are eating seven
candy bars
a day.
And a lot of diet soda.
I want to set the record straight on something on that. Tim, why they tell you to pull up at a McDonald's or a Burger King? Go ahead.
I worked at Burger King back in 96, back in high school. And the reason they'd have you pull up is every store had performance reviews. And if your drive-through times were too long, you get dinged on your performance review.
Yeah.
So after a certain amount of time, they'd tell you to pull forward, which would clear the drive-through timer. So you'd pull them forward. It would stop the timer. Your review looks better.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, makes sense.
Interesting. That does make sense. Okay. So the pull forward doesn't count against you on the drive-through time, even though, of course, you're sitting in the car for a few more minutes.
Cheating,
says Biggie. So I want to set the record straight on my protein bars.
Oh, yeah. Biggie called them candy bars. Yesterday at this time, shocking revelation.
And I want to push back on the word candy bars. I eat something called Bear Bells, and they are in the old Trading Post grocery store that I frequent from time to time.
Because you were looking for a source of protein.
Yes. That tasted
good.
That was
easy
that tasted good.
To eat.
Yes.
And tasty.
And I saw on Reddit someone recommended the Bear Bell. And I found several flavors, cookies and cream and chocolate on chocolate dough and cookie dough. I mean, there's a ton of them. And I thought, can these be good for me? Because I loved them.
Reddit wouldn't lie to you.
Exactly. And they're full of protein. But I was eating first one a day, then quickly two or three a day, and then up to six and seven a day. And they cost about $2.20 a piece. So I'm spending, I'd say, an average of $12 a day on protein bars. So
Wrapped up in chocolate.
Correct. And forward a month, that's $350 on protein bars.
That seems a little high. And didn't you say that after a certain point when you were consuming so many of these, your urine turned solid?
Said that. Mentioned that. I had a solid stream. It was like more of like a paste.
Yeah.
Pretty rough.
Uh-huh.
Like the
pure protein.
Yeah. Glue. Like Elmer's glue. You know? Yes. Okay.
My favorite detail about this story is that when our buddy BB Shea came into the room late.
Yeah.
And you talked about your protein bars. That boy's face lit up like a kid at Christmas. Mm. Oh, they're the best candy bars ever.
They're really good.
You're eating Bear Bells.
They're good.
No, yeah.
Cookie dough.
I'll tell you, it happened two more times to me yesterday.
Yeah.
Two of my really good friends said that they would chase the delivery guy down the street, and they knew his delivery schedule at their local Sheets on when they would come.
They're amazing.
And another friend texted and was like, oh, those things are unbelievable.
They are. And they're... I mean, I kept thinking, these are good for me. They're full of protein.
How can something this good taste this good? Good for you?
And then I got it on my app that tells you if it's good for you or not, and it's bad for you.
Yeah. Now, didn't you say, I don't know if where you're going with your your update about this, but did you see the email? Were you copied on this?
That's it. Okay. Yeah, the
pickle shart.
Right. I don't like to say it like that. And
let's cut to the chase.
Yes. Okay. I don't like that term.
Pickle shart.
Pickle shart. When I was still on those, I had an incident, and this was league play, where I went to the league, the spot where we were playing, and just in warm-ups, I felt some movement.
As you crouched?
As I crouched at the kitchen line, and...
Uh-oh.
What smells like salted caramel?
I'm getting more of a sous-sol of cookie dough.
Is somebody
baking out here?
Yeah. Somebody burning cookies?
Guys, it's not really a kitchen.
Right.
It's just a figure of speech.
And, you know, I have to just waddle off.
It smells like spoiled milk.
You clench your cheeks like a penguin.
Yeah.
And waddle to the men's.
And somebody said,
Time out.
Somebody said, is that like a stretch that we should be doing? Is that like, that's a drill.
It loosens my calves.
It's like I was wearing like a mermaid costume, you know. Yeah, very penguin-like. To the bathroom. And I just threw everything away. I threw my underpants in the trash can and everything. And I had other shorts in the van. Otherwise, I wouldn't have even been able to play. So I'm playing. I'm free-balling out there.
Yeah,
and playing.
Dirty shorts.
Yeah. And it was...
Soiled shorts. Yeah.
Soiled shorts. It was just terrible. And so the emailer said, is it possible that's what... And I hadn't even thought about that.
Yeah, I can't tell you. Maybe you got the same emails I did, Biggie. Maybe you did too, that showed that clip from Dumb and Dumber where Jeff Daniels was running to the toilet and letting loose the bowels.
Yes, that's what it was like.
Said, if you eat that many protein bars, this is what's going to happen to you.
That's
it's got to be that.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
I know that's what it was. And then my friend, a pickle pal yesterday, I saw a pickle pal last night. And he said to me,
things are looking good. Look, we know which way those courts leaned.
Talk to me, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, no, let's fire up the boombox, boys.
No, this was... So, yeah. We're in Mar-a-Lago. Yeah.
Hey, pickle shard, turn it up.
Those courts leaned to the right. Those courts lean so far, it looks like that movie Inception where they're running upside down.
I don't like that they call me Pickle Shark. That's not right.
Well,
I've earned it. I earned the nickname.
Yeah. Or Stripey?
Stripey. A pickle pal came to me privately, and he said, I heard about your sharding. And he was there the night of, of the incident.
Oh.
And he said, you know, I keep an extra pair of slacks and trousers in the van just in case. And he said, if you had come to me, I would have given you my shorts and you could have played with those. And
that's very kind.
I would have helped you. And he said, you know, we were all wondering why you walked off in such an odd manner that night toward the bathroom. That was so difficult. It really was. That was an embarrassing moment for me. And we lost in league play. And one of the guys was from out of town. In fact, he was... First time I'd ever seen him, he's a great player from England, and he said, do you all walk like that over here? You know, he was on the other team, but he looked over, and he's like, what in the world is going on here? You know, he's new to the country, and he didn't realize.
How big is pickleball in England, do we know?
Yeah. No, I don't know. That's a good question.
Did he pick it up here?
I don't know. He wasn't on my team, so I barely even, I just said hello to him. But he's one of the best players I've ever played against. He's a phenomenal player. Mm. That's the one where we really had him and my partner fell into the kitchen.
And that's right.
Remember I told you my partner fell into the kitchen? Yeah. I tried to reach out. It didn't work. Oh, it was so close, too.
Don't step there.
This is. Oh, my God. Was it my fault he fell in the kitchen?
I slipped on something.
What's going on here?
It's on my shoe.
Oh, don't worry about it. It's my serve. Let's go. Come on. Here
Somebody
we go.
Bring their dog out?
Right on the kitchen line?
Terrible.
One more piece of news regarding health report. Doctors are writing in a CDC report last week that they've seen an alarming uptick in a new genital fungus spreading around New York City. It's ringworm, which they had seen very low numbers in for a long time.
God. In the genital area?
The genital.
Because you can get that anywhere, right?
You can, but they're seeing it on buttocks, in the perineal area, on scrotums, on penises.
Males only?
Males only. Multiple men within recent weeks, and some are gay. They've had interaction, gay relations. And the male patients who had all had sex with multiple men in recent weeks had itchy rashes on their buttocks, groins, abdomens, and in one case, the corner of a patient's mouth. And so they are issuing a warning in New York City because at first they're like, we don't even know what this is. It was first case was recorded in June. Patient one was in June, and now it's spread to multiple others.
I don't know much about ringworm, but it seems, I mean, we have medicine for this, right?
We do. A common mold-like parasite that lives on the body being found in people after sexual contact. And they do say that rashes can be treated, but it takes a long time. And it oftentimes appears as eczema, so they treat it as the wrong thing. You know, it looks like eczema, so they give you the wrong salve.
That makes sense, yeah.
And so they're saying it's taken this long to really zero in on it. And the rashes infected with this type of ringworm often present as different things. So it's very hard.
I thought ringworm is very distinctive.
That's what I thought.
You imagine a ring around your Johnson? A ring around your Johnson?
Well, I mean, not that kind of ring, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I had what a colleague referred to as a ding-dong ring there at one point.
Right, that's a toy.
Yeah, different type of ring. So these patients, the first were misdiagnosed with eczema and had no relief for 3 months. And they said it's awful because it's so itchy.
Does it spread or does it just annoy?
It just annoys. But it was on. I mean, it's in a terrible spot. Genitals, buttocks. Ugh. Yeah. So if you're in New York City and...
Don't scissor a stranger.
That's right.
That should actually be on the subway. Under the boards. Yeah.
Couple pairs of scissors
with an extra. The Ghostbusters red stripe.